This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing with trading in the grains?
Yeah, I mean, to start the day, we're getting a little bit of a bounce back on soybeans. Corn's pretty darn quiet. So yesterday, of course, a pretty rough deal. The bean market really kind of struggled. You look at, for instance, January beans, I mean, last week we settled at 10:30 and a quarter, and as we talk right now, we're trading at 9.95 and a quarter. You know, but we're up 7¾ cents. So I mean, I tell you what, you know, it's just been nothing but down all week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we were actually lower all 4 days. Whereas it looks like we're trying to stabilize somewhat here. So you know, you look around at what might be causing some of that issue, and soybean oil. If you look, soybean oil has been down all week as well. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we saw soybean oil prices dip. Whereas as we're talking today, soybean oil is up $1.50. So, you know, there's your culprit as to why we're getting a little bit of a bounce. But as far as corn's concerned, there's just nothing doing right now. The entire complex is anywhere from unchanged to down a penny.
Matt, how much influence is what's happening with the overall stock market right now? How much influence is that having on the ag marketplace?
You know, I think the stock market is going to have some influence for sure. I mean, you know, obviously you look over at your equities and, you know, the Dow's been down 3 out of 4 days this week. I think maybe a better indicator as to why we're struggling so much, you know, is to look over at the dollar. I mean, you look at what the dollar's done here and, boy, it's been nothing short of impressive.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down a quarter of a cent at 418 and three quarters. January soybeans up 10 and a quarter at 997 and three quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle up 12 cents at 183.07. November feeder cattle up $1.02 at 248.65. December lean hogs down 47 cents at 79.62. December pork cutout unchanged at 92.72. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 19.86. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.